Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Is With Murph. Today on the show, we have new music from Farewell Angelina, Rural South, and Ashley Taylor. We also have our first guest co-host of the year. Like I told you guys the other day, that I was working on, and I'm not being a lazy host anymore, and finally booking a guest co-host for the show. Today's guest co-host is a friend I have not basically spoken to since our year-end show last year. So let's go ahead and say hey to my girl Brooke. Hey Brooke, how are you?
Hello. Doing good. How about you?
I'm good. Like I said earlier, this is the first time we've actually physically spoken since November.
It is.
It's been too long.
Very much so.
So thank you again for doing this today.
Sorry, what was that?
Thank you again for doing this today.
Ooh. Yeah.
Before we get things kicked off this week, what do you say we go back to last week and see where we left off of the countdown?
I say we do it.
Okay. Number three last week was Mary Cutter with I Never Want to Leave. At number two last week was Lacey Cavalier with her single Get Away With It. And at number one last week was the new one from Auburn Road called Outlaw.
Ooh.
So are you ready get this week's show started?
I'm very ready.
Awesome. Starting off this week at number three is a very, very dear friend of the show and a personal friend of mine, the lovely Miss Ashley Taylor, who just released her debut EP about a week and a half ago. And, folks, this thing is just beyond killer. I honestly thought about putting out the title track to this EP for voting purposes for the listeners, but two reasons why I didn't. Number one, I'm one of those people that likes to pick obscure tracks from albums and EPs like deep album cuts. That really nobody's ever heard before. And number two is the fact that we've already played the title track to the EP on the show before. So that wouldn't have worked. So I'm coming in this week at number three. This is Ashley Taylor with The Man That Prays For Me on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Up that staircase, all that I felt were tears running down my face. I let myself believe that boy was my everything. So I
them or not, every indie artist is really talented, and I don't know why everyone's sleeping on them.
Exactly. And I'll tell you somebody who I heard sing for the first time today, and she is just beyond just wow. And she's not actually a singer, believe it or not.
Ooh.
It's Anya Hammer of Taste of Country. I follow her on Instagram, and she posted a little a cappella version of Maren Morris's Girl. Oh, wow. I was like, I messaged her and I said, this is the first time I've ever heard you sing. You are incredible.
That's cool.
Well, that woman needs a record deal like yesterday. But yeah. I mean, seriously though, like you said, I don't understand, and I don't get it. Why more? Why more people aren't tuning into the indie artist.
Right.
It's just
honestly your favorite artist there at some point. Any of your favorite artists were at that point sometime in their life.
Exactly.
They may not be there now,
right.
But they were. So you gotta give them a chance.
Uh-huh. And I'll tell you something else that was really cool that I saw this morning. an artist we've had on the show, who is still independent, by the way, had her a video premiere on CMT.
Ooh, I think you told me about that.
And the song, we've actually played the song here on Indie Country Radio, which
that's
is
cool.
Which that's always a surreal feeling for me. That's happened a handful of times, and I'm just always like, I'm going to go cry now.
Right. They're always going to remember you.
Right, and the artist I'm talking about is obviously Kelly Shore, and seeing that was like, wow.
Right.
Because I'll tell you something.
She's an icon, and I love her.
I've been a champion of Kelly Shore since basically the very beginning. When I first heard I Felt Like a Girl back in 2016, I've been a champion of that girl for a year since then. And it's really cool to see her get the recognition that she absolutely deserves.
Exactly. She is our queen.
Exactly. So, with all that being said, I'm going to step down off my soapbox now and get to the number two song of this week, which is by a group that I've had on the show as well. They just dropped this album last Friday. This is all basically brand new stuff that we're playing today. They just dropped this album. I think it was last Friday they dropped it. And this actually is the title track to the album. This is called Women in Wine from A Farewell Angelina, coming in at number two this week on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Nothing goes better than your friends together on a rent on Tuesday night. When your world is upside down, it'll always set you right. So pour it out, drink it up in a Waterford or a Dixie cup. Pull gold in this glass, that color red. You know.
remained at number two this week. That was Farewell Angelina with A Woman in Wine. Did you like that one?
Of course.
Now we've had, like I said earlier, we've had Farewell Angelina on the show. I believe it was maybe last year or something. Maybe it was 2017. I don't remember. And they are some of the absolute sweetest ladies that you'll probably ever meet.
Ooh.
So, before we move on to the countdown, let's talk a minute, okay?
Okay.
Now, as most of you know, this past October, I co-hosted the first annual KICMA Awards, which I'm excited to announce again that I will be co-hosting this coming year. And I know that you're sort of in charge of all that. You're sort of the secretary for all of that. So
pretty much, yeah, you could say that.
So what are the updates this year on KICMA?
I don't think we've totally started planning everything yet, but it should go really similar to last year. There are a few minor changes, just on our part, minor changes that might be made to make it more efficient for us, but it's not
mm-hmm.
we're possibly changing the voting website to make it easier, because last year I'd spent 20 hours totaling up the vote, and I had to hand do it to an extent. I didn't have to do every individual one, but I found a way where it would figure out how many times the person's name
mm-hmm.
appeared in each category. Kind of a lot to explain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go on about that on your show. But I think this year I'm going to try to find one that'll just, give me the percent and not be a complete, pinwheel of doom with all the colors.
I know. But you basically were up pretty much all night doing that, counting the votes and stuff before the show. You were... this girl is a rock star, folks.
Aww.
For doing that. She's an absolute rock star for doing that.
Aww. You are, too, for being the coolest co-host.
Well, I appreciate you. And I gotta say, I'm sort of tooting my own horn here just a second, but that was a cool show. I mean,
it was.
It literally went off without a hitch, and I think me and Kevin just sort of played off of each other naturally, very very
yeah,
well.
Yeah, you guys did.
And I'm so excited for this coming year. It's going to be so much bigger and so much better.
It is, for sure.
And speaking of award shows, they haven't officially announced this yet, but a nominating for the 6th Annual National Universe Awards should be open soon.
Ooh,
and the awards are sometime in May. The date, I don't think it's been set yet. I'll have to check the website, but if y'all could win the nominations are officially open, if y'all could send us a nomination for me and Craig as Radio Personalities of the Year and Weekdays with Murph as Radio Station of the Year, that'd be awesome.
It would. There's a lot of deserving people for all the categories of those awards.
Exactly. And I still remember how I found out last year. somebody sent me a Facebook message of all the nominees, at least in the first round anyway. And there were people in there like Bobby Bones, Betsy Spina, SiriusXM The Highway. Then there's little old me. I'm like, okay, this is really, really cool.
Yeah.
And
you're very concerned.
Something else that happened. Well, thank you. And something else that happened while we were on hiatus, the Next Women of Country's Twitter account listed, this is Murph, among their top 10 radio stations of the year, along with SiriusXM The Highway, Radio Disney Country, the Bobby Bones Show, I believe Ty Kelly and Chuck were on there. A bunch of big name people.
That's really cool. I'm very proud.
When I see something like that, or I get that nomination, or whatever the case may be, that a recognition, I'm always reminded of why I do this. And I do this for the artist and the listeners. That's the only reason I do this.
We all appreciate you.
Okay, so I've had my moment. So getting back to the music, are you ready for a number one?
Yes, I am.
All right. This song officially dropped January 19th, I think. So it's only been out for a couple of weeks, but this is a Royal South with their a brand new single "Cry Cry" at number one on indie country radio. and taking the top spot this week, that was a Royal South with a Cry Cry. Speaking of Royal South, and the National Universe Awards, they actually performed at last year's awards under the name the Sarah Beth Trio. And, yeah. And let me tell you, they're just as good live as they are on the record. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's cool.
What did you think of Cry Cry?
That was another good one.
What did you think of the show overall as a whole?
I thought it was a really fun show, of course. You know, whenever I'm, you don't ask me on a date that I'm busy, because that somehow always happens, and I'm never busy, or like,
yeah, no, I mean,
sick or something.
I remember last month, I asked you to do this like twice, and you're like, I'm busy this week. How about next week? And then next week rolls around, and I'm like, hey, Brooke, do you want to do this with me? And then you're like, nope, I'm busy this week. How about next week?
I think you're like four times, and you asked me, it's like, wow, the only times I can't join. It's like, I promise I'm not purposely avoiding it.
I think you actually said that to me once. You're not. You're like, I promise I'm not purposely avoiding you. I think you actually said that to me once.
Probably.
But yeah, as always, thank you for doing this, as always.
Of course.
I remember last time we did this, we got quite the surprise last time we co-hosted together, didn't we?
Yeah. I think the
we
first
got quite
time.
The surprise.
I think it was the first time we co-hosted.
I think it was. And, oh, my gosh. I just saw your tweet.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Oh, you're hilarious.
I know. I'm not kidding.
Hey, I think I'm going to let you go and wrap things up here, okay?
Okay.
I'll talk to you later, Brooke, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's Indie Country Radio. Next week on the show, we have a song that I just absolutely love. I'm not going to tell you what it is, obviously, but this song is so beyond underrated that it should be on playlists everywhere. But with all that being said, this coming Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have a lovely Miss Adley joining us on the show. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Footdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.